Blog Talk Radio.
My weenies can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham.
Hi, everybody. It's Sarah Bingham, and we're just going to talk a wee bit today about baby sign language. And I think I'm going to bring it back to the very beginning, almost the very beginning, and answer the question, what the heck is baby sign language? Is it a fad? Is it a trend? I've been talking to parents and therapists and educators for over 15 years, and WeeHands has been around since 2001. I'm not sure what the actual definition of a fad is, but I'm pretty sure now that we've been around for over 15 years, we've gone far beyond whatever length of time is attributed to what a fad is. I'm using air quotes there. So what is baby sign language? Basically, baby sign language is a way for your baby to communicate with you using their hands before really clear speech develops. Just as a baby learns to wave bye-bye, a baby can learn to sign milk, mommy, water, dog, or even I love you. In my case, my son's first sign was fish at 9 months, and my daughter's first sign was the sign for no at 11 months. I'll do another show on that. But anyway, WeeHands teaches parents to use key American Sign Language vocabulary or signs. So we're teaching ASL, American Sign Language signs, paired with their speech when they're interacting with their little ones. So typically in our classes and online, and the parents that I'm talking to are typically developing little ones who are hearing, and the parents just want to be able to connect with them. And what I see really happening in our classes and with the little ones I'm signing with, that connection, gazing at your baby, using your hands, interacting more, is a really good thing. So for what we're doing is we are encouraging parents to give their baby a drink of water, for example. And when you do that, sign and say the word water. So every time when you can remember, you say the word water, you sign it. When you're giving your baby a bath, you also do the same thing. You sign and say the word water. Eventually, the baby will learn to sign water, either to make a comment about what they're seeing or what they're interacting with, or to request that they want water using the ASL sign. And they'll probably start making some approximations vocally as well for what you're saying, what you're modeling, wah-wah, or something like that for water. What we want to do with our little ones is really encourage and use motivating and functional ASL American Sign Language signs to represent items, activities, and even feelings that you and your baby can begin to communicate clearly with. Earlier than spoken words, and what happens, babies do communicate earlier. First signs generally come between about 11 and 12 months. Let me correct that. First signs typically come between about 9 and 10 months. First words generally come between 11 and 12 months. So what happens is babies can start really using functional language earlier. It'll reduce frustrations, and we're going to do a big discussion in a little bit on the terrible twos. But in general, first spoken words come between 11 and 12 months of age, while first signs come between 9 and 10 months of age. Your baby really wants to communicate with you and communicate well before their first spoken words come, and baby sign language allows them to do that. Now, I posted this question out to our Twitter folks and our Facebook fans. Why do you sign with your baby? And some of the benefits that parents have shared include baby sign language allows your baby to be understood before speech develops. Absolutely. Babies and toddlers learning to sign have better fine motor skills. And I think that's a really interesting benefit that popped up on our Facebook page, and I want to explore that well. So definitely better fine motor skills, I think, is really interesting benefit to baby sign language. Baby sign language is another way to be able to bond with your baby. not only when your baby signs cookie to you when they are, I'm just remembering back to Joshua when he was 11 months old, he was signing cookie, and yes, he got a cookie, but that look on his face of pride and just joy that mommy or daddy gets me is just, it's just untangible, and it's so rewarding. Another benefit to signing with your baby, American Sign Language is a beautiful second language, and it absolutely is a beautiful language, and it's an absolute start to learning ASL signs, and if you want to go on and get more into learning ASL as an adult, it's a beautiful, beautiful language. It's the fourth most used language in North America after English, Spanish, and French, so why not learn it? Another benefit, babies and toddlers who are able to sign have fewer frustrations, which means less stress for all, whether you're at home or if you're a childcare provider, you have less frustrations, less biting, less hitting, and we'll talk more about that down the road. Communication using signs is just an easier thing to do before babies can speak. Think of how we all probably said the word spaghetti when we were 2 and 3 years old. Spaghetti, skeddies. It's a really hard word, and oftentimes speech is hard to learn. But signs, I'm showing you the sign for spaghetti right now, but this is audio, so you can't see me. But it's just moving your pinkies away from each other in a twirly fashion, and that's much easier to do than actually say spaghetti. So those are just a few amazing reasons to use sign language with your baby. I would love for you to jump into our Twitter account. We are at WeHands. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for WeHands Baby Sign Language. And answer the question yourself. Tell me, are you signing with your baby? And what benefits are you seeing? Share those with us and we can chat more. Definitely, anytime you've got questions, please let me know. We are just about out of time for this little wee segment of WeHands. But thank you for joining us. And anytime that you have any questions, find me on Twitter. I'm at WeHands. You can email me at info@wehands.com. My baby is calling, so we're just about done. I'm Sarah Bingham. I'm the author of the baby signing book, the founder of WeHands. Since 2001, WeHands has been an industry leader teaching parents and educators children sign language and language development strategies. We have fun and interactive classes as well as a line of tailored products. In 2014, WeHands became a part of Morneau-Chapelle's Children's Support Solutions, an organization that provides health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. If you have any questions, please visit our website. We are www.wehands.com. Thank you for tuning in, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.